We're not on the roof. We're in the third floor of the parking garage. It is wet and echoey and slippery. And I'm wearing wool slippers, so my feet are wet. And it's only 10 degrees today. 10 degrees C, anyway. But we're alive. We're alive. I've got a can of tea. And, well, we're going to try our best. I'm almost to my car, but I wanted to start broadcasting, so you guys weren't totally stuck listening to the past. The news is about talking about the recent past. While I'm walking to the car, I'll tell you about a news story that's just an upbeat from yesterday. The founder of Cash App, you remember him, he got stabbed in San Francisco yesterday. Well, apparently, he got stabbed. He tried to call for help. He stumbled to a car that was on the side of the road. And the car looked at him and drove off. And then other people filmed him, apparently. So, it's a sad thing. He could have lived if anybody cared to have saved him. Huh. I'm looking for my car and I can't find it. This might just be a Dude, Where's My Car episode of news to me. Aha! All right. We've done it. We located a car. We're not going anywhere, though. This is just our soundproof booth. Alrighty. Let's get this started properly.
It's 1900 UTC, and that means it's time for That's News to Me. I'm your host, DJ Marcus. Let's see what's happening in the world today.
Oh, all right. So now we're for sure here. We're ready to go. Shout out to Calm. Lots of cool cats there, including Zero Hoff, LCD, Tobe, X1, Jeff, Gerbil Fat, I'm sure others, Exiled, Ratsu, all sorts of fun people, Jeff, lots of stuff going on there. Oh, man, as you heard, it has been very rainy and wet and cold, and 10 degrees C might not be cold to you guys, but it's cold to me. Cool enough. I like it to be between 15 and 20. Somewhere in there is the ideal Marcus climate. But anyway, shout out to everybody in Calm. And it is April the 6th, 2023. And we've got lots of news for you. So we'll go ahead and get started. We'll start in the world news, where we usually like to start, and then power on through the rest of the news. We're running a little behind, but thank you for being here. And stick around, because at 1930 UTC, every goddamn day is the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe, a wonderful host on and on radio, been doing the show for a long time, every goddamn day. And he's making some noodles. Also a dude aficionado. So, all the good times. Lots of fun, so definitely check it out. Also, today's Thursday. I think today's Stug's Day. You can always press the equal sign in Calm to see what exactly is happening, what's coming up. I'm going over here to my bookmarks menu to News to Me for April. Uh-oh. This says April 5th. We better sync. On mobile Firefox, you have to go to Settings, then Sync Now. On the desktop app, you go to your profile and then choose Sync Now. it's a little bit different. All right, sync seems to have been completed. So now let's go back to our bookmarks. Boop, bookmarks. News to me, April 6th, right where I left it. All right, now we can get going. Make sure I haven't pissed anybody off in comm. Hey, all right. Hang them high and let them drink. Yep. Oh, and short, then think. All right, so I hope we're live. I think so. Make sure the radio's running. Radio is running. Mic is up. Sounds are up. All right, perfect. All right, here we go. So we start off in France. There have been protests going on for a while, at least like 11 days or so now. But get this. This is the level of pettiness. This is the kind of directed attack that we really kind of need in the world. Paris Brasserie? Brasserie? I'm guessing that's a restaurant. Paris Brasserie, favored by Macron, set alight as pension protests continue. Hundreds of thousands of people have continued to demonstrate across France against Emmanuel Macron's plans to raise the pension age to 64, with clashes breaking out between demonstrators and police on the edges of protests in cities including Lyon, Nantes, and Paris. In the capital, protesters briefly set fire to the awning of the left bank brasserie La Rotonde, well known for hosting Macron's controversial evening of celebrations when he led the first round vote in the 2017 presidential election. Police said several hundred of what they described as radical elements set bins alight and threw projectiles at officers near the restaurant. Police fired tear gas after some shops were looted in Lyon and bank windows were smashed. There's been a 2.5-month protest movement against the plans to raise the minimum eligible age from 62 to 64, and has become the most serious political crisis of his second term as president. Every week, trade unions have led one day of national strikes and peaceful street demonstrations, although clashes between police and protesters on the edges of demonstrations has begun occurring since mid-March. While turnout has slightly decreased in recent weeks, unions have insisted French people would keep mobilizing, demanding the change be scrapped. Huh, somebody honking loudly here. Anyway, so yeah, so I thought that was kind of an interesting level of petty. X1 points out, brasserie is brewery, but yes, it's most likely a restaurant. There we go, boom. with ferns. Oh, this is so cool. Man, I really need to go travel more and see some of these places, because there's a lot of... There seems to be a lot of cool places with cool names that are very similar, and I'd like to, I feel like these are pieces of information I'd like to have in my brain. All right, so that's what's going on there. That's not necessary. That's destruction, not death, though. After yesterday's death-heavy news, man, I was in a real funk for the rest of the day. You got to be careful not to overconsume. In Japan. Get this. This is kind of a wild one. Not death wild, just wild. Japanese Black Hawk helicopter missing with 10 on board. The helicopter disappeared from radar tracking after leaving a ground self-defense force base on Miyakojima, according to a GSDF official. A missing Japanese Army helicopter carrying 10 crew members is believed to have crashed into the sea off a southern island after objects appearing to be aircraft parts were spotted in the area. The UH-60, that's Uniform Hotel 60, Black Hawk helicopter, disappeared from radar on Thursday while in reconnaissance mission north of Miyako Island. The head of the Ground Self-Defense Force, Yasunori Morishita, said at a news conference. So, it's a sad day that it crashed, but, Hey, Exiled, yeah, it's show 660 today. This is live show 660. It should be next week, because tomorrow will be 661. And then we'll have a week. So yeah, next Friday will probably be 666. I should do something for that. Hey, Publius has arrived. Welcome. Nuclear explosion sounds. They just enabled cloaking. It's a proto chop. Yeah, it's a Romulan chopper. Get to the Romulan chopper. All right. Let's keep it moving. There's a lot of news stories we won't get to, but we'll try our best. So let's go into, let's do, here, we're going to skip some of the more depressing ones. But you know what, we'll still get enough news that you'll be informed. So you may remember we talked about how Colombia is having problems because cocaine prices are so bad. Nobody's buying the coca leaves. So there's just whole crops just rotting in the fields. Well, the Guinea Navy sees more Guinean Navy sees more than 1.5 tons of cocaine on Sunday from a ship flying the Sierra Leonean flag. 62 bags of 25 kilograms of cocaine each and another 22 kilograms were found in the hold of the vessel boarded by the Army during one of its permanent surveillance missions of the Guinean Maritime Territory. The ship's crew composed of 4 Sierra Leoneans, 3 Ghanaians, and 3 Guineans, according to an Army Information and Public Relations Department report. The Minister of National Defense officially handed over the 1,572 kilograms of cocaine and the 10 crew members of the ship to the prosecutor of the Court of First Instance in Kaloum, Conakry. That's K-A-L-O-U-M. And then Conakry. Charlie, Oscar, November, Alpha, Kilo, Romeo, Yankee. C-O-N-A-K-R-Y. So I think that's right. Kaloum, Conakry. Noting the investigation was long going. This is a simple transit zone. West and Central Africa has become a region of high drug consumption, according to a report by the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, published in June 2022. So, very wild stuff there. The UN doc says that between 2019 and 2022, at least 57 tons of cocaine were seized in or en route to West Africa, mainly in Cape Verde, Senegal, and Benin. So lots of tons of cocaine floating around there. Publius dumped in some characters. Let's see what we got in here. Tesla employees getting pictures of drivers and mocking them from Publius. Oh, Publius has a story about Tesla employees mocking people driving their Teslas. That's kind of funny. Let's see if we can get whatever was in this dump here. 4 lines, so we'll go back 20. Here we go, from Publius. From the Publius Wire. Between 2019 and 2022, groups of Tesla employees privately shared via an internal messaging system sometimes highly invasive videos and images recorded by customers' car cameras. According to interviews by Reuters with 9 former employees, some of the recordings caught Tesla customers in embarrassing situations. One ex-employee described a video of a man approaching a vehicle completely naked. Also shared were crashes and road rage incidents. One crash video in 2021 showed a Tesla driving at high speed in a residential area, hitting a child riding a bike. According to another ex-employee, the child flew in one direction and the bike in the other. The video spread around a Tesla office in San Mateo, California, via private one-on-one chats, like wildfire, the ex-employee said. So, that's a little bit of news from the Tesla Corporation. Sounds like it came from Reuters. Thanks a lot. And if you want to read the story, you can go to sdf.org/L/OE. That's sdf.org/Lima/OscarEcho, all lowercase. Big shout out. Thank you, Publius. That was an interesting little bit of news. Let's go into travel and technology and stuff like that. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about in that realm. First, electric vehicles. Indonesia is getting in on the game. What? Indonesia? Yeah, that's right. They've got a lot of people on motorbikes down there. Well, subsidies are unlikely to turbocharge demand for electric vehicles in Indonesia, according to our friends at the Straits Times. On a recent weekday at the Denpasar showroom for Indonesian electric vehicle brand Seles, sales representative Kadek Dharma saw few customers for the company's top-of-the-line two-wheeler E-Max. Weekends can be busier. Usually it's just me, the 24-year-old told the Times, declining to say how many orders he takes during an average week. It's possible to order online, too. And we hit the paywall. Sorry about that. Half the stories are paywalled, half of them aren't. I never know. I can't tell how. But anyway, it is a sad... Oh, I should have just looked at the top. It has a big bold lettering. 4 subscribers. But anyway, it's kind of a bummer that... E-bikes won't catch on, but they're probably really expensive. Expensive for me, and I'm a big guy, so those e-bike ranges are motorcycle bikes, and e-bike ranges are even worse. All right, bookmarks. Next story. Let's keep on a-trying. So let's talk about fuel. A really cool fuel. Well, I guess it's kind of hot. Kazakh U, delivered to Romania as processing plant, ready to start. Kazakh National Atomic Company Kazatomprom announced the completion of the shipment of uranium via the Caspian Sea to Romania. The uranium will be used by Nuclearelectrica to start production at its CNU, that's Charlie November Uniform, Feldioara processing plant, which the Romanian company has said is now ready to begin operations. Kazatomprom said it won an open tender for the supply of natural uranium oxide for the needs of Romania's nuclear power industry in December 2022 and has delivered the material in accordance with the terms of that contract. Kazatomprom exported its products via the Trans-Caspian International Transport Route Middle Corridor, which has been actively used by the company since 2018. The Trans-Caspian International Transport Route passes through Azerbaijan and Georgia and onto the Black Sea without entering Russian territory. It was first developed in 2018 to mitigate the risk should Kazatomprom's usual westbound shipment route via St. Petersburg be unavailable. You may remember yesterday we had a story about running short on fuel because we can't get it from Russia. So, Russia's a big partner in the world for atomic energy, and so it's kind of with them out of the loop, it's a little harder to do stuff. We got discussion and calm. Let's see what we got. Here we go. Romania uses CANDU reactors, CANDU reactors, which do not require enriched uranium. They can use it as it comes from the mine. Oh, wow. That's pretty amazing. So that's pretty cool. Those reactors have great attitude. So that's what's going on there. Sorry, comm's a little bit busy, but we're talking about electric bikes and electric vehicles and batteries and a few other things. So check that out. Thanks, Jay LaMoth. Appreciate it. Comm's a great place to go if you want to chat during the show. That's where we got our little Tesla story. All you got to do is SSH over to sdf.org. And once you're there, just type comm, C-O-M, press enter. And press G for go to and type a non-radio, all lowercase, all one word, and you will find yourself where you want to be. I'm going to test a paywall removal site, but I'll do that after I tell you about these other pieces of news. We'll go this route. The low-intensity test reactor at Oak Ridge National Laboratory, which some of our listeners are relatively close to, became world famous when a photographer first captured a blue glow caused by radiation in the pool above the reactor. That photo appeared on the cover of the October 1951 issue of Scientific American. Built as a mock-up of the materials test reactor that was being constructed at the Idaho National Laboratory, the LITR, also known as Building 3005, operated from 1951 to 1968, as well as being used for training purposes. Experiments at the reactor established the feasibility of water-cooled reactors, and the LITR was one of the design prototypes for commercial nuclear power plants, according to information from ORNL, that's Oscar Romeo November Lima. The blue glow that was first photographed is Chernikov radiation, observed when electrically charged particles, electrons and protons, are moving at speeds faster than that of light in a specific medium. It is named after the 1958 physicist, Nobel Prize laureate Pavel Cherenkov. The photograph on the cover is the first to reveal the interior of an operating atomic pile. The special interest to the physicist is the blue glow that surrounds the chain reacting fuel elements, which is what they wrote in the magazine. So anyway, nuclear news always takes a while to get out for me to say, and then it's like, oh, shucks. We need a nuclear skateboard for FFOG, and Tobe wants a nuclear turbine car. Canada deuterium uranium is what the CANDU reactor is about. Hey, Quentin. Yeah, there's all sorts of stuff going on. We're running out of time, though, because it's Thursday. I'm loose. It's beer day today. But please enjoy the Dubious Goals Committee with Tobe. and all the other fun stuff. I might try to read another news story, but probably not, because it's... Oh, yeah, we've only got about 10 seconds. Enjoy Doobie's Goals Committee and Handy C and Stug shows. Flux is coming up at 20 hours today. Bye-bye!